This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
I'm Rick Ganley. You're listening to Morning Edition on NHPR. Time now for Something Wild. And Dave Anderson joins me to walk us into the wild. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Rick. So normally this would be the time when Chris Martin and I tell you a little bit about the natural world that surrounds us here in New Hampshire.
I always learn something.
Well, thanks. But this time around, I thought I would pass the conch shell and hear from another naturalist who calls New Hampshire home.
For one thing, I do some writing in Spanish. I do a little writing in Italian. I do some in German.
We're going to stick with English for today.
Right. That's more in my wheelhouse.
Mine too. But that's David Carroll. Artist, writer, naturalist.
He also won one of the MacArthur Genius Grants a few years back, didn't he?
Yeah, he was recognized primarily for his work with one of his fiercest passions, turtles.
It was 8 years old when I had that incredible experience with the first spotted turtle.
I spoke with him recently to talk about how he became the turtle guy, and he told me that as a kid, he'd spent hours meandering around the swamps near his home.
I just went there, to be alive there. To get lost in that world, to enter into that realm.
His swamp walks led him deeper into that realm and took him on a childhood voyage of discovery and wonder that's not uncommon to naturalists. Those formative years of swamp walking in the area around his boyhood home stayed with him through the rest of his life.
That first turtle, I see that today as much with such clarity and emotion as I did that first time. And I still remember these places I walked. They don't exist anymore, but I remember them.
So while David may sound sentimental about habitat loss, he's also a realist, and he knew that simply pining for those ecosystems wouldn't help preserve them. So he became a staunch advocate for preservation. I've always sort of thought of him like the Lorax.
I saw this landscape of loss. And I saw it as it was happening, and then I saw it actually become completely lost. And that has always kind of haunted me.
Mister, I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I speak for the trees, for the trees have no tongues. And I
fell in love with the landscape as much as with the turtle and the ecology. I mean, they are inseparable, of course. And of course, when the landscape goes, the heart, soul, the ecology, everything goes with it.
David has coached land trust groups about preservation. He's lobbied officials, and he spoke to school children. But over the years, his message has changed.
I can't really get on the last child in the woods kind of bandwagon. You know, I gave a lot of talks in schools, and then I show them slides of the places I go and all. And I talk about vernal pools, and I just stopped and I said, you know, I would love to take you, or I'd love to have you see a place like this. But I said, there are 55 of you. I said, that's 110 booted feet. The landscape can't bear that. It just can't. It's just impossible.
He says that conservation efforts too frequently hinge on use humans can make of a given piece of land.
It immediately becomes a human-serving arena. It becomes a human theme park or a human playground. And again, yes, let's have some places like that. But where do we really, truly give equal rights to nature?
That's where preservation comes in. Carroll holds that we need to preserve tracts of land beyond the reach of human accessibility to protect ecosystems of which we are a part.
Thanks, Dad. I guess we can find out more about David Carroll on the web.
There was more of his interview than we had time for today, so yeah, take a look at the Something Wild webpage for more of it, including his own first bitten story. Just want to remind you, Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.